Tell us about what you've got planned.
So on November 12th or 15th, we are having Lest We Forget. This is a memorial event for the week of Veterans Day. It is in collaboration with the American Veterans Traveling Tribute. So they are bringing the Vietnam Memorial Wall. So this is an 80% replica of the wall that is in Washington, D.C., that features all the names of the servicemen and women who died during the Vietnam conflict. So we are going to be having different events while this is here. We're going to have speakers such as Bill Youngkin, who is a local veteran from the Vietnam War. We're going to have the Texas A&M Aggie Band performing, the Singing Cadets, the Corps of Cadets Color Guard, and Ross Volunteers, and more.
You know, this is a great museum, as Chris mentioned. Glad you have special events to bring the attention, but when people are looking for places to take someone, this really does need to be on the list. It's amazing what your dad has done and built it with the help of a lot of friends. And glad you have signage there now, which wasn't there for a while. It was kind of a secret place, but, I mean, you actually have equipment that works, and you have people who worked in use that equipment during the war. The docents there have great stories to tell.
Yes, they do. So first off, all of our equipment is fully restored and fully operational. So all the vehicles do exactly what they were able to do when they were released in the field. So they run, they shoot, they operate. And so we have a lot of people who actually served in these vehicles, and they have a lot of interesting stories to tell. And we also do our best to preserve their uniforms and their memorabilia, and we feature all that as part of the museum. So we are the Museum of the American GI. So while we have all these vehicles and we have all this equipment, really it's about their story and their service. So it really ties back to our mission of preserve, honor, educate.
Yep. And the other thing is, this is a great opportunity really for transition between a grandfather and a grandson to talk about the service that they may have had during wartime, and for young people to understand what their grandparents or parents might have done.
Yes, it is. I mean, we have a lot of families come in. We have a lot of grandparents bring their grandchildren. We have a lot of parents bringing their children as well. And it's really a great way for them to bridge that gap, to bring that extra level of understanding, because there's a big difference in seeing pictures of the vehicles, even seeing movies, and then standing in front of them. So it really speaks to a lot of people and understanding exactly what it was like, seeing what this equipment looked like, how it was like to be inside it, what it sounds like when these machines go off or when they're rolling down the street. So it really helps a lot of people understand exactly what it was like during this time period.
Sure. And, of course, then the 80% size of the Vietnam Memorial, which I personally think is the greatest memorial in D.C. because every person is affected in a different way because of it.
Yes. I mean, it's a really significant memorial, too, as well, because unlike most of memorials that list the names in alphabetical order, this one actually presents the names in the order that they died or went missing in action during the war. So it really speaks to a lot of people because it kind of brings about the chaos and the difficulties of that particular conflict. And so along with that, that can make it a little more difficult for people to find the names of their loved ones. So we are going to have a database, and we're going to have volunteers at the event who are going to help you with the name lookup. So if you know a particular name, but you don't know where that person is on the wall, you'll be able to ask for help and find that particular person.
Well, and again, if you have somebody with you who's never been to D.C. or won't be able to, it's a great opportunity. If they want some more information, you have a website where they can go?
Yes, we do. That is www.americangimuseum.org. We also have a Facebook page, Museum of the American GI. And if you have any questions, you can reach us at info@americangimuseum.org or call us at 979-446-6888. 888.